Assemblymember James Ramos of Highland in Southern California is a Serrano Cahuilla tribal member and the first Native American elected to state legislature in California. He says that his bill, Assembly Bill 275, will quicken the process of returning ancestral remains to California Native Americans so that they can be buried with the respect and devotion that they deserve.
There exists a significant lack of tribal knowledge in the process of identifying which human remains are cultural items that should be repatriated back to tribes for reburial. To address this issue, this bill updates current law with respect to the possession of human remains by requiring tribal traditional knowledge to be factored in the repatriation process and starts to move forward to acknowledge California's First People.
Although federal and state lawmakers passed legislation to allow Native Americans the right of repatriation decades ago, hundreds of thousands of remains, like bones and artifacts, are still being held by state institutions like the UC, University of California. In 1990, federal lawmakers passed NAGPRA, the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. And in 2001, California lawmakers passed CalNAGPRA. The laws allow institutions flexibility in how they carry out repatriation. UCLA has repatriated nearly all of the remains and artifacts in its collection, while UC Berkeley has returned only about 20%. Ramos says that AB 275 would revise the process of creating inventories of indigenous remains and artifacts and require California Indian tribes be consulted during the creation of those inventories. It also loosens the process by which a direct descendant or California Indian tribe can request the return of human remains or cultural items, allowing unrecognized tribes to do so. Many California tribes lost federal recognition in the 1900s as part of the federal government's efforts to integrate Native Americans into American society. Again, Ramos.
So looking at the issues that are facing Californian people, there's federally recognized tribes in the state of California. However, there's also California Indian people that during the history of the state of California have been left out of the discussion. Those tribal people, ancestral territories from throughout the state of California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, that's ancestral territory of Indian people.
AB 275 revises various definitions, including the definition of, quote, a California Indian tribe, unquote, to include both a tribe that meets the federal definition of an Indian tribe and non-federally recognized tribes who are located in California and are on the Native American Heritage Commission's list. Governor Gavin Newsom has until September 30th to decide whether or not to sign the legislation. I'm Emma Herdman for KPFA News.